We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, chapter number 2, and text number 12. Tat Sadhanaha Munayaha Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya Pashyanti Atmani Cha Atmanam Bhaktya Shruta Krihitaya Tat Saddhana Minayo Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya Pashyantyatmani Chatmanam Bhaktya Sruta Grahitaya Tat Saddhana Munayo Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya Pashyantyatmani Chatmanam Bhaktya Sruta Grahitaya Tat Saddhana Munayo Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya Pashyantyatmani Chatmanam Bhaktya Sruta Grahitaya Tat That Saddhanaha Seriously Inquisitive Munayaha Sages Jnana Knowledge Vairagya Detachment Yuktaya Well Equipped With Pashyanti See Atmani Within himself, cha, and Atmanam, the Paramatma, Bhaktya, in devotional service, Sruta, the Vedas, Grahitaya, well received. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The absolute truth is realized in full, the seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes the absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Sruti. Please repeat. The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Sruti. The absolute truth is realized in full by the process of devotional service to the Lord Vasudeva or the Personality of Godhead, who is full-fledged absolute truth. Brahman is his transcendental bodily effulgence, and Paramatma is his partial representation. As such, Brahman or Paramatma realization of the absolute truth is but partial realization. There are four different types of human beings, the karmis, the jnanis, the yogis, and devotees. The karmis are materialistic, whereas the other three are transcendental. The first-class transcendentalists are the devotees who have realized the Supreme Person. The second-class transcendentalists are those who have partially realized by plenary portion of the Absolute Person. And the third-class transcendentalists are those who have barely realized the spiritual focus of the Absolute Person. As stated in Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literature, the Supreme Person is realized by devotional service, which is backed by full knowledge and detachment from material association. We have already discussed the point that devotional service is followed by knowledge and detachment from the material creation. As Brahman and Paramatma realizations are imperfect realization of the Absolute Truth, so the means of realizing Brahman and Paramatma, that is the path of Jnana and Yoga, are also imperfect means of realization of the Truth. Devotional service, which is based on the foreground of full knowledge combined with detachment and material association, which is fixed by oral reception from the Vedanta Sruti, is the only perfect method by which the seriously inquisitive student can realize the Absolute Truth. Again, please bear in mind, this is the essential aspect, that the devotional service, which is based on the foreground of full knowledge combined with detachment from material association, and which is fixed by oral reception of the Vedanta Sruti, is the only perfect method by which the seriously inquisitive student can realize the Absolute Truth. Devotional service is not, therefore, meant for less class or less intelligent class of the transcendentalists. There are three classes of devotees, namely the first, second, and third class. The third class devotees or neophytes who have no knowledge are not detached from material association, but who are simply attracted by preliminary process of worshipping the deity in the temple, are called material devotees. Material devotees are more attached to material benefit than the transcendental profit. Therefore, one has to make definite progress from the position of a material devotional service to the secondary, that is the second class devotional position. In the second class position, the devotee can see four principles in the devotional line, namely the personality of Godhead, his devotees, he is ignorant and envious. One has to raise himself at least to the stage of second class devotee and thus become eligible to know the Absolute Truth. The third class devotee therefore has to receive the instruction of the devotional service from the authoritative sources of the Bhagavad. The number one Bhagavat is the established personality of devotee, and the other Bhagavatam is the message of Godhead. The third class devotee therefore has to go to the personality of devotee in order to learn the instructions of the devotional service. Such a personality of devotee is not a professional man who earns his livelihood by the business of Bhagavatam. Such a devotee must be the representative of Sukadeva Goswami, like Sutta Goswami, and must preach the cult of devotional service for the all-around benefit of the people. The neophyte devotee has very little taste of hearing from authorities. Such a neophyte devotee makes a show of hearing from professional men to satisfy his senses. This sort of hearing and chanting has spoiled the whole thing. So one should be very careful about the faulty process. The holy message of Godhead is inculcated in the Bhagavad Gita or in Srimad Bhagavatam are undoubtedly transcendental subjects, but even though they are so, such transcendental matters are not to be received from the professional man who spoils them as a serpent spoils milk simply by the touch of his tongue. A sincere devotee must therefore be prepared to hear the Vedic literature like Upanishads, Vedanta, and other literature left by the previous authorities or Goswamis for the benefit of his progress. Without hearing such literature, one cannot make actual progress. And without hearing following the instructions, the show of devotional service becomes worthless and therefore a sort of disturbance in the path of devotional service. Unless, therefore, devotional service is established or the principle of Sruti, Smriti, Purana and Pancharatri authorities, the make show of devotional service should at once be rejected. An unauthorized devotee should never be recognized as pure devotee. By assimilation of such message from the Vedic literature, one can see the all-pervading localized aspect of the personality of Godhead within his own self constantly. This is called samadhi. Om Adhyanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Sharakaya Chakshur Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhisham Sapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandhau Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sridhara Kanta Namastate Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Saddhanamunayo jnan vairagyayuktaya pasyatyatmani chasmanam bhaktya sruta grahitaya. The seriously inquisitive student of sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that the absolute truth, by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Sruti. So this is very important verse in establishing the absolute truth personality of Godhead. How to recognize the purest authorized bhakti? How to purest authorized bhakti? How to recognize it? The first and foremost requirement is the need of disciplic succession, which is said to be bona fide bhaktya, but not a whimsical. Bhaktya means with bhakti, but it is not whimsical bhakti. The word sruta grahitaya, bhaktya, sruta grahitaya, these three words are very important. Bhaktya means devotional service, but how? Sruta means according to the Vedic literature, and grahitaya means it should be coming down in a very authorized way. We see here that Sruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatri ki vidhin vina aikanti ki harer bhakti utpatyat kalpate. Whimsical devotional service, we are all accustomed to it, because this is how all India has been like a melting pot of religion. The entire India is a melting pot of religion. People are so much enamored to see the TV serial type of this channels, what is it, Astha and Sanskar and whatnot. And because it is like a melting pot, so many people are there. But whether everybody is authorized or not, amongst one of them is also Anup Jalota.
You know, and he puts on chador and starts talking about Ram Katha, Krishna Katha, and also melodiously singing, as if he acquired a spot on the TV. Because TV makes everybody popular. And people want to keep themselves immersed, you know. I have seen some devotees even. Every morning, instead of chanting Hare Krishna, they put on that channel. And then also they take simultaneously the bib. But what is going on the TV may not be pure dissemination of the authorized knowledge. People conceive so many varieties of ways to accept devotion. That is not recommended here. Satyadhana munayo. Satyadhana. But the word sraddha, that has sraddhana. Dha means dhya, means intelligence, and sat means eternal truth. It is not like faith. Sraddha means faith, but it is not faith. If it is faith, then where it is? The faith on the eternal truth? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita about this sraddha. Asraddhana purushasya dharmasyasya parantapa apraapnu vanti maam mrityu samsara vartamani. Apraapnu. What kind of sraddha is there? The sraddha should take us to the lotus feet of the Lord. Bhagavat prapti. Going back home, back to Godhead, should be the goal of sraddha. Because Bhagavad Dham is sat, it is eternal, and we are not in eternal Dham, therefore we must go from here to there. The sraddha means satadha. Sat means absolute truth or eternal truth. Dham is dhyā. We must fix our intelligence. It's not that I believe or you believe. Satyadhāna. Tat satyadhāna munayo dharmasyāsya parantam. What is that? Jnana vairāgya yuktena. Now, jnana vairāgya yukta, that is also necessary. But where do you get this? You have to go to college to get jnana? Do you have any college that will teach you vairagya? Vayuktem. Faith on the absoluteness is required, and one has to be intelligent, is equipped with the knowledge and detachment. So, this is a tough situation. But it is derived by bhakti. Or everything comes by the strength of the bhakti, if it is rightly situated. So we have to understand that wherever we have been used to go in so many kathas and so many bapus and so many munis and sadhus are coming. But do they talk of eternal truth? Here it is said that those who are inquisitive are equipped with knowledge and detachment, because they follow the conclusions of the Vedic literature, that is bhakti. And because they have heard properly from authorized sources, therefore bhakti will give you the absolute truth. And Prabhupada explains how many kinds of bhaktas are there. There are four types of people: Karmi, Jnani, Dhyani and Bhakta. Karmi is materialistic. He may be having some kind of faith because of, you know, he is attached to the fruits of the result. So therefore he may be religiously inclined and want to go and approach in the temple the Murti of the Lord. That is a very basic, or what we call third class type of faith is there. His aim is material, means temporary, and the giver is the Supreme Absolute Truth, who is an eternal embodiment. And the gulf of understanding in these two aspects is that the Supreme Person, He is present right before our eyes, so we can understand by serving Him in devotional service, we can understand our divinity. But instead, we go there, fold our hand, do some prayer, and tell all our desires to Him, and take for granted that you got the blessing, you did your part, and come back. We don't get any reciprocation from the Lord, because after all, we don't have faith in statue. Right? In statue, we think. Means we are not developing in devotion. We think this is devotion, but it's a different kind of devotion. It is not devotion. It's a mercantile transaction. Business of a baniya. I want this. I come unfaithful to you. I will go every day to the temple, bow down, but without getting any answer from the deity or the Lord or what he thinks according to his faith, he comes back. Third class. That is called karmi. He is having some faith, but it's a third class faith. Jnanis, they understand, but they don't have any relationship. They think jnana is all wrong. Jnanis, they have some better way, because they also have knowledge and they want to do it by cultivating the austerity and meditation, and he wants to remember something within himself, the Lord who is sitting as Paramatma. But these levels are not complete. While bhakti and bhakta, in authorized way, they are complete. How it is said here, this is the process of Krishna consciousness. That we have to accept it through bona fide disciplic succession. Second thing, that it must have the verification from Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Shastra means the revealed scriptures. We can't bluff anything. We have to stick on our gun to always to the verdict of Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. And we must have cultivated the knowledge and detachment. In Bhagavatam, this is also declared. Our measurement of devotional service depends upon how much whether we develop causeless knowledge and detachment. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayajitaha Janayatyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Chad Ahitukam. By performance of our devotional service, if Ahituki Jnana and Vairagya, are not produced, then our bhakti is simply a show. It must, if we really worship, then it must be produced. If we don't get the result, then how will we verify that we are doing bhakti? So ahaituki jnana, ahaituki means causeless knowledge. Because Krishna is cause of all causes, anything about Him will be causeless. Because you won't find any further cause. By worshipping Krishna, the causeless knowledge about Him and detachment from the worldly matter will automatically come. So our measure of devotional service depends upon how much are we advancing in causeless knowledge and detachment. That is called bhakti. This is what it says. We have to be intelligent. Bhakti is not a sentimental movement, or should not be performed whimsically. It is a bona fide process. Actually, it is the perfect process, not only to know who is Krishna, also to see Him and then enter into His intricate realm of Goloka Vrindavan, where you have to participate with Him. Because this is the origin from where we came. All living beings are but part and parcel of Him. Once upon a time, they were with Krishna. But out of misuse of minute independence as individual, they have to be separated. So from time immemorial, the living entities are eternally separated from Krishna because of that misuse of minute independence. And we keep on cultivating that under the pretense of our so-called civilization or westernization. But further, we are implicating our situation into more and more precarious. Now, how to do the bhakti? A bona fide spiritual master comes and sticks to his gun that this is the standard. And the recipient of the bhakti or a sadhak has to accept this methodology. Prabhupada is criticizing heavily to those who are not much concerned about this ultimate goal of life, which is going back home, back to Godhead. They are simply pretenders. They have taken toll under the guise of religion or religiosities or so-called faiths, and they made it an entertainment channel. They made into an entertainment channel. TV has become an entertaining instrument. So anything which is supposed to be educating or increasing our knowledge, it is creating a very drastic result. So big kathas and other things are happening, hundreds and thousands of people are attending. If it is a straight information of the Shastric knowledge is there, nobody would come. So they will have to go with all the sajvaj, and big orchestra and big organization and that. So it is an entertainment. And Prabhupada said it has done the greatest harm to the devotional person. Let me read again. Please listen very carefully. Mostly it is applied to the general mass of Hindus because we are accustomed to this. The third class devotee must go to the personality of devotee in order to learn the instructions of devotional service. Such a personality of devotee is not a professional man who earns his livelihood by business of Bhagavatam. What is expected that such a representative should be representative of Sukadeva Goswami, just like Suta Goswami was his disciple, and must preach the cult of devotional service for the all-around benefit of the people. A neophyte devotee means the third-class devotee has very little taste for hearing from the authorities, because authorization and authoritative speaking is coming from the Shastra plus realization of the sadhus in that line of disciplic succession. Right? Such a neophyte devotee makes a show of hearing from a professional man. We are all neophytes. We can imagine how many kathas we have attended. And he is trying to satisfy his senses by such hearing. But he wants to take pride that, yes, I attended katha of this Bapu in Manasarovar, in China. Oh, I attended. I attended katha in aeroplane. I attended katha in a cruise ship, love boat. He said, I was there. Just like sometimes people put graffiti on the wall, Kilroy was here. So I was there. Make my presence count. In a very popular or some kind of, prestigious, materially prestigious, event. I was there. This sort of hearing and chanting has spoiled the whole thing. One who chants this way, the katha, and one who hears this kind of katha, is spoiling the whole thing. So one should be very careful about the faulty process. The holy messages of God is included in Bhagavad Gita or in Srimad Bhagavatam are undoubtedly transcendental subject matters. There is one that what he did first, he pushed his hand into the firm chest of Hiranyakashipu, pulled out the heart and smashed it on the floor. What a terrible injury. While killing, he took out all the intestine and he was wearing the garlands. That's another thing. But it didn't satisfy his anger. After killing him, he did this. Pulled out his heart, and smashed it on the floor. And everywhere the demigods who were watching from the sky, they showered the flower, oh, Hiranyakashipu is dead, well, nice. But he remained still angry. So they came down and started worshipping him.
Beautiful prayers they sang. One after another. Brahma did, Shivji did, so many. But he was not satisfied. So Brahma thought, hey, Lakshmi Mata, why don't you go and tell your husband? Now calm down. He said, is this my husband? Oh no! Srimad Bhagavatam tells that she is Sankita. Sankita means she is doubtful. She was not confirmed. Because she is chaste. If I do, you know, think, I'm a bit in trouble. You know, no one knows. Who is this? So even Lakshmi has a problem to recognize. But Prahlad did not have any problem. Brahma realized that later on, that because of Prahlad, the Lord has appeared. And he is standing in very humble way. He didn't have tears in his eyes when his father was tear apart. He knew who the Supreme is and how he is appearing. The demigods have problems. They have problems. They are bodily attached. They are also living entities. But a pure devotee is the leader of all the demigods. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarva gunai tatra samasate suraha harava abhaktasya kuto mahat guna manorathena asati bhavato bhakti. A pure devotee, all the good characters of all the demigods are residing in his embodiment. But one who is not a devotee, you don't find any good quality in him. So devotee is the transcendental position. It's not a material position. To become a devotee is a transcendental position. It's not a material position. So we should value that part. And the Guru has a business to keep us on track of transcendence, not on material. Krishna has arranged, we are otherwise also so much expert in material affairs. The Guru doesn't have to teach you the material intricacies and politics and this. No. Guru means must be situated on the transcendental path, not other paths. He is not an expert manager. Idea. You need an in between. If Krishna comes, Prabhupada would say to the Christians, you believe in Jesus Christ, alright, and you also believe in Jesus Christ's second coming. Because rest assured, if he comes, you are again going to crucify him. You are again going to crucify him because you do not know the transcendental nature. Only a pure devotee who is situated on the transcendental nature can identify. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who advanced according to the even Shastric predictions, his advent is there. But how many are accepting him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Those who are out of his tradition doesn't accept him. He is only a mere bhakta for them. How do we know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The exalted personality like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das Thakur, so many contemporaries wrote about it and kept the diary. But do you think Krishna is appearing as an avatar and this without any notification? Then we get somewhere in South India near Bangalore, some Bhagwan is there, somebody is in Himalaya, he is calling himself Bhagwan. You think Bhagwan is have opened up the shops? What do you think? Bhagwan is a rundown cheap commodity. The teachings of Shastra must be the final verdict. It's not hearsay or I believe or I saw some miracles. Any question? Yeah. Not a mic, literally.
Maharaj, you mentioned about religiosity and the spirituality. When some of the people, they kind of misuse the word spirituality. Also nowadays I heard some people saying that we are not religious but we are spiritual. That's why we don't go to any temple or anything. Because he thinks temples are places of religion.
Christians have different definition of spirituality.
So how to clarify the word they mean by spirituality is not really spirituality what they think of
it. Spiritual means anti-material, anti-material, completely opposite than material. It's not a belief system, it's a proven thing, it's an existential science. Spirit sustains the matter, matter does not sustain the spirit, because there are three qualities of matter. Which are completely opposite of three qualities of the spirit. What are the three qualities of matter?
It's temporary and false. It's temporary.
Temporary, then not conscious, then asat, achit and niranand. It doesn't have a purpose or pursuit of happiness. Now tell me, are you material or spiritual? Spiritual. Because you do have. Now, ask your body, is it material or spiritual? The body will not answer you. You may not be answering on your behalf. You are real. You are not fake, but you may have a fake conception. Most of the people will tell, I am this body. I am this body, they say. Then when we say, what is this? He says, my nose. How it is so immediately become I from mine? He was saying that I was the body, right? But then when he points out the nose, it's just part of the body, then he says, it's my nose. Because he doesn't have any other way to say. If he says, it is my body's nose, then he will be immediately exposed. Then he is different from the body. See, he is so much cornered with this ignorance, it can be easily exposed. If he says, it is my nose, then if I cut your nose, then what will happen? You don't have a nose, so you are dead. No, you will be still existing without nose. So you are not nose. Right? We are so accustomed to call the property as proprietor. Body is my property. I say it is mine because I am the proprietor. Now we immediately make the property to be proprietor. We try to fool ourselves. Property and proprietors are there. The body is my property, that's why I call it mine. But then I identify as me. Means I am the proprietor. The body is the proprietor. The body is never the proprietor. So unknowingly also we tell the truth that I am different from the body, but we don't want to recognize it. That is illusion. Even what is real, and we understand, and but we have no expression because we are accustomed to be suppressed by the illusion. Wrong conception, that is called wrong conception. And Krishna wants us to give up this illusory conception. Sarva dharmana parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva patebhyo mokshesyami mashucha. Any religion that prevents you to take shelter from Krishna means wrong conception, erroneous conception. Any other discussion?
How do you take shelter from Krishna or take shelter away from Krishna? You said take shelter from Krishna. The one and take shelter from Krishna is erroneous.
If that prevents us taking shelter is erroneous conception. Because Krishna says sarva dharmana parityajya. Dharma means conception. Somebody is conceiving by mental aspect. Somebody simply conceives his own imaginary by belief aspects. Both situations are unprovable, not verifiable. But this is science, it is verifiable. Pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam susukham kartam. Pratyaksha. It happens right before your eyes. You cannot accept this blindly. You have to convince yourself. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement of Sankirtan will not be taken up on the basis of belief. One has to take up Yajanti Sumedhasa. In Kali Yuga, those who have some good intelligence left, they will scrutinizingly, you know, come to the conclusion and take up the process. They are intelligent. Those who have good intelligence, they will only take it up. So, we don't need mass of crowd or millions, you know, but we need, you know, quality. Yes.
Maharaj, आप कह रहे थे कि कृष्णा से केवल स्पिरिचुअल एस्पेक्ट पर ही मांग करनी चाहिए, लेकिन भागवत में कहा अकाम सर्व काम मोक्ष काम, हुआ जो भी चाहिए कृष्णा से मांगो.
He gives and he provides. Now, sakam means akama va sarva kama hi. The sarva kam means what? Do you want opulence of Krishna? You want to stay in Vaikuntha? Yes, he will give you by liberation. So, Sashti Mukti will be available to you. Samipya, Salokya, Sarupya, What do you want? But that is not giving you the pure love of Godhead. Vrindavan, it's Aishwarya. Means you have your desire and Krishna can fulfill. Otherwise also he fulfills the desire of everyone. Nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam ego bahunam yo vidadati kama. He fulfills. Nobody can say he is not fulfilling my desire. He gives us. He has made all the arrangements. If you are greedy, that is another talk. But the thing is that he fulfills everyone's desire, even sakam bhaktas, right? But you won't get him, Dvipuj Krishna. If you want, then do you think the gopis were sakami? Then? That is the highest Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Ranya kachit upasana vraja vrhurja kalpita. If you want to have upasana, then do the upasana of gopis. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If this is upasana mantra, gopi upasana mantra.
Yes, I understand that Krishna devotee they does not ask anything to Krishna because he automatically fulfills whatever, you know, devotee they need, even they have any seats or whatever they have, but also they're thinking that, you know, there's a little punishment.
But Krishna is independent. Suppose if he wants to ask you, ask, I will give you. I'm so pleased. That happened with Prahlad Maharaj. That happened with Prahlad Maharaj. Narasimha Bhagavan was so pleased with Prahlad's bhakti that he wants to benedict him. And Prahlad started replying, oh no, you know, my dear Lord, how is it that when the master wants to reward a servant in the place of his service, and the servant also wants a reward for the service to the master, it is a mercantile exchange, banyagiri, vanika buddhi. And Narasimha Bhagavan became very happy with this answer. He became very, oh yes, you are right, but I am your master. It is my desire, an independent desire. I want to benedict you. So, Narasimha Bhagavan was cornering Prahlad Maharaj. But Prahlad Maharaj, the child devotee, was very intelligent too. Oh yes, I know that you want to benedict. It's your prerogative. I'm your servant. I must ask. I don't want to ask for myself. Please, liberate my father. Narasimha Bhagavan, he is my servant. You know, he's already liberated. You know? But I want to give you first. You ask for yourself. Not for anybody. And Prahlad Maharaj said, oh, is that so? All right. I will ask that let me remain amongst these rascals, you know, the demons, so I can preach your glories and send them back to you. See? This is what mama janmani janmane bhavatat bhaktir ahitukitvai. That can be the desire, but if this desire is not materially selfish, this desire is not for personal aggrandizement, this desire is in tune with your eternal occupation. ಜೀವರ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಹೋಯರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣರ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ದಾಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣರ ತಟಸ್ಥ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಭೇದ ಅಭೇದ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ. ಸೊ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟೀ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಸಿಚುಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಇಟರ್ನಲ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಬೈ ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಸಸ್ಟೈನ್ಸ್ ದ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಟ್ಯೂನ್ ವಿತ್ ಗೋಲೋಕ್ ಬೃಂದಾವನ್. Whatever his bhav is non-different. Wherever he will go, even in the hellish planets, it was like swarga because of the presence of that pure devotee. They are mahajanas. They are so much benevolent that they want to live for others. Janak Mahajan. Janak Mahajan, Sita's father, was a pure devotee. When he was going back to Godhead, you know, he thought he should go from the south gate, where Yamaraj is there. So, as soon as he was passing through, all of a sudden, all the inhabitants of the hell, they got relief. If such a miracle happened, that they were not able to understand what was their good fortune in this, suffering conditions that they all of a sudden there, you see. So they found out that it was this pure devotee who is passing through. So they were praying in their mind only that please stay for some long time. Stay for some more time. Even Yamaraj is a Mahajan, the custodian of Bhakti. He was so astonished, what is happening that in my hellish kingdom, all of a sudden, there must be something there. So he also came to know, and as soon as he heard that Janak Maharaj has extended his stay, and he is standing at the gate only. So he came rushing and he embraced him. Because after all, two Mahajanas are got together. But Janak Mahajan, he was so much benevolent that he wanted the sufferers to be at peace. Even Yamaraj was there, but his job is to punish. And he is a pure bhakta too. So it is not contradictory that, because Janak Maharaj can give relief even in the hell, he is better than Yamaraj. No. Both are highest authorities of bhakti. Right? Dadash Mahajan, two are counted there. But the thing is that, we see that why Janak has to go through the south gate. Generally those who are under bodily conception or those who are sinful people, they go through the south gate. But then Yamaraj was astonished. Janak replied, I simply wanted to see you and have your darshan. That's why. So this is benevolence of the devotees, the pure devotees, in whose footsteps we must walk to get the real secret of bhakti dharma.